Wait, do we usually do our names and then the intro?
Intro and then names.
Intro and then names.
See, without Jimmy here, it's just
I
chaos.
know he's got the formula. We're all
Yeah.
like we're all just like,
We're
how do
like,
we do
what
this?
do
How do we talk
we
into a
do? Yeah.
microphone? All right, hang on. Let me get into it. Yeah, let me all right, I want to start with this. Oh, Mike, welcome to the fucking Brutal Dudes!
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
No J Mac tonight. He's celebrating his birthday with his family, who I guess is more important than us.
I guess. But there is cake, so I'm kind of like, oh, God damn it. Wish I had some cake.
See, and it's funny because I worked. This is actually how Jimmy and I met. I worked part-time at a bakery. Well, I worked in the bakery at a store that he worked at. And I was the overnight baker, so I did the actual baking. And that's how we met. I'm not good at baking. Like, that is not a passion of mine. It's not something I ever had an interest in. It was literally up the street from where I was living. And I needed some sort of, like, extra money and didn't want to go get a real job. So that seemed like the way to go. I was hired to do something totally different, and it turned out they completely lied to me. So the bakery was actually a little bit more money because it was overnight. So I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll, because again, I didn't want to, this is, I could walk there and walk back in no time. So it was, I was at my laziness overpowered my anger. So
that's even that's even better to be able to like walk to a job. I don't think there's ever been a job I've ever been able to walk to.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. And I remember, I think Jimmy even brought it up on the show once. He was like, we were leaving work at around the same time because I had come in during the day to fill in for somebody's shift. He was like, hey, man, I'll give you a ride home. I'm like, that's really not necessary. He's like, no, really, it'll be fine. I was like, no, it's I live there. Like,
I can
that's
see
where
it.
Yeah, you can see where I live. I'm pointing at it. It's that building. That's where I live. So it's not necessary because we can see it where we're standing right now.
How long were you in the bakery? How long did you work there?
It was a year, I want to say. I don't know if it was exactly a full calendar year, but about a year. And I started two fires there, not on purpose, but I started two fires there. And the second one, I definitely stood and watched burn for a few seconds, and that did not go unnoticed. By a mutual friend of ours who was like, hey, were you going to put that out? I was like, no, I put it out. Like, but I thought about not putting it out. I should leave this job.
Yeah. And then, so the other thing I wanted to ask, I remember you talking about this, but like, did that turn you off of baked goods at all?
So that's the funny thing about it. So I'm not a big, like, I love food and especially shitty food, but yeah. I'm not like a baked goods or candy or that kind of stuff kind of guy. Like, I'm like a, give me, you know, steak and eggs and sausage and all that kind of stuff. But I've never been into like candy and baked goods and stuff. But what ended up happening, it did not spark any interest in it for me, but they actually did train me pretty well. Like, they brought bakers in to like work with me and teach me all this stuff. So like, I learned to actually bake. So a lot of times in my life now, like, I will bake things from scratch just because I know how to do it and it's going to taste better. Like, whether it's making bread for a dinner party or baking a cake or whatever it is. So you brought up cake. Like, I've never been a cake person. My wife is the total loves cake. I remember I went to some event and she jokingly said something like, oh, if there's cake, bring me some, not expecting this type of event would have cake. And when I came back, I was like, oh, there really was cake there. She's like, you didn't bring me cake.
Her
like
voice
a
changes.
Betrayal.
You son of a bitch.
So I get what you're saying though. Like, my wife is the cake person.
I'm 100% like, I have a sweet tooth. I loved like everything baked, like cookies, candy, pies. Like, I'm into it all. I am the typical like if we go to a party and there's a whole spread, like, I might start with some cheese and crackers, but then like, I'm looking at that dessert table and I'm hitting that dessert table like three or four times. Like, it's absolutely happening.
Now, I do, so there is exceptions. I love pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin anything. I'm a soccer mom. in the fall, like, as soon as the pumpkin spice starts to bloom, I have my Uggs and Infinity scarf on, and I'm asking to see the manager.
Perfect.
And yeah, that's me. I'm pumpkin spice everything. But as far as like sweet stuff, though, ice cream has always been my thing.
Like all year round, too, even in dead winter.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I could eat ice cream at any time. When I was applying for college, the essay that we had to put in with our application for the school that I wanted to go to and ultimately went to, the essay was something like, what can the education here do for you? Some generic thing like that. And I wrote an essay called I Like Ice Cream. And it was just all about my love of ice cream. Pages and pages of just flowery love sonnets to ice cream. And at the very end, and I was like, I need to get a decent job in order to feed this ice cream addiction. So I need a college degree. That's what you can do for me.
And they were like, this man is so inspired.
Well, it's funny because the actual department head ended up being my personal student advisor, and which isn't super common. He did advise like certain students, but I guess they get to like cherry pick them. And when he first met me, our meeting went well. And he's like, I'm glad. He's like, because I read your essay when you applied. He's like, and I thought either this is somebody who's really funny I'm going to get along with, or there's something off mentally with you. He's like, either way, though, I was rolling the dice.
I think he scored good on that roll.
Yeah.
No, I asked because like there are people I talk to, like for me, my first job was Burger King and it didn't turn me off of Burger King. I just knew like what to order and I would like to kind of frown upon it because you get a discount on the food there. If you eat your lunch there, it's like 15%. It's negligible, but they frowned upon you.
Still better than we got at the store, to be honest. Wow. With you. I think it was like, and Jimmy can correct me on this, but I think it was like 5%. I mean, it was really nothing.
Yeah. But they would, like, when I worked at Burger King, they would frown upon you making your own food. If you're like, oh, I'm going to take my break in like 5 minutes, I'm going to make this like double cheeseburger. I'm going to put it up here on the corner of the like the little warmer thing. This is mine. They would frown upon that. But like after a while, people were just like, we don't care.
Why was that? Is it just because you were doing it on their time in their eyes?
It could have been some of that, but also like, and I don't know if I talked about this, but with like fast food, they, and I'm pretty sure it's the same way, like, oh no, it definitely is the same way at McDonald's. Like they know almost like, they know how many like burger patties are in a box of burger patties, right?
Okay.
They know like when you get a box of burger patties, it's like 256 burger patties. And with Whoppers, it's like 148. And if you get like 10 boxes, you know, so that like, you know, the store has this many patties and, you know, so on and so forth. And so I think they like, they've industrialized it so much and so well to the point that they like corporate knows how much of like anything a store is using. It could be Coca-Cola syrup. It could be mayonnaise. It could be fucking Happy Meal toys, like, or bags, even like the bags that like the food comes in. Cause like if we would make, so like when I worked lunch, there was always the lunch rush and people like my manager would be like, all right, she'd look at the sheet and she'd like, all right. Cause they predict like corporate will tell you, okay, it's a Saturday before noon. You're going to have the person in the back make 4 cheeseburgers, 2 double cheeseburgers, 4 hamburgers, and make sure you have like at least 8 orders of chicken nuggets ready to go. And so like they would tell me that and I would have it ready and it would sit up in the warmer, but like it would never sit up in the warmer over like 20 minutes because like sure as shit, like someone would like, cause the cheeseburgers are used in the Happy Meals, but also there was like a 2 cheeseburger meal deal and like, you know, all that stuff. But like, yeah, I think they didn't want you making your own food because they didn't want you like putting on extra ketchup and not putting in the like code in the register for extra ketchup. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah. Or throw like an extra patty on a burger or something.
Exactly. Because yeah, like, if something sat up on the warmer for too long, like it had like a half hour shelf time. If it sat up there for a half hour, we had to put it in the bucket. And every shift, the manager would have to go through the bucket and count what we had to throw away and then mark that as waste. And so that got reported to corporate, and then corporate like made sure that the numbers matched up. And if like, you know, if like, hey, how come you said you used 280? How come, you know, last week it said you used 1,200 Whopper patties, but you said, you know, there's only 1,198. Where are those two Whopper patties? It's just like, you know, because that's however much money of profit that they are losing out on. And it's like, it's crazy. It's like, it was insane to me. I was like, and then, you know, the pickles come in this giant bucket. It's like, well, do they know how many pickles are in a bucket? And they're like, you know, to the nearest 10th, or to the nearest like 10 pickles. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. And they're like, no, they know. I'm like, I was like blown away.
I didn't have anything like that exactly in the bakery, but you were supposed, like the one thing we made totally from scratch there, because I, to spoil it for people, when you're at a grocery store, most bakeries that you see there are fake. It's just the facade. Everything gets shipped in. They'll usually have like, at most of the stuff comes in frozen. They have warmers that heat it up. Or if there's stuff that is made from scratch, it's made from one centralized location and then it gets spread, like distributed to the other stores. That's what we were. It was a centralized location. Oh. So we did actually make some stuff. So I would make like 1,000 donuts or whatever it was. And that was something that we actually made totally from scratch. Like I had to come in, make the dough, wait for it to set and all that kind of stuff. I remember there was an issue because my donuts were too heavy, they said. And that wasn't a problem. Like they were just thicker, which people liked, but they felt like it was a waste of dough. Like I was giving away dough. Mm-hmm. Like these donuts should only be an ounce and yours are 1.1 ounces. Like whatever it was. So I it wasn't exactly the same thing, but I mean, it's just funny how like all corporations, no matter what the business is that it is. Like I remember a movie that I had worked on where it was being distributed by Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers literally like laid out for us before it came out. They're like, if we spend this much, the movie makes this much. If we, you know, spend this much on shipping, then we can ship this many DVDs and this many will be returned. Like it was an exact science they added down to. Luckily we proved them wrong. But it was, you know, from all of the stuff that they do, like most of the time, that's probably pretty accurate, similar to what you're saying. So it's just funny how like this completely different industry does the same thing.
Yeah. And it's like, I remember one day, like I was just like standing there. It was a light, it was like lighter. So like I was working in the kitchen and I like everything was clean. I was just waiting for an order to come through, you know, just kind of like, and this is like pre-cell phone. So I couldn't even like play around on my cell phone. Not that I would, because like you have greasy fucking gloved hands. Like,
I don't know about in the past. I was disgusting when I would leave that bakery every day.
Oh yeah. No. I used to have to take like my parents' car up there. I didn't have a car of my own. And then eventually my mom was just like, she like, worked harder to help me get a car, because it's like I'm sick and tired of my car smelling like french fries, and I'm like I'm sorry, like, and it would literally smell like french fries. I was like standing there and my boss comes over and they were like, hey, can you make a Whopper? And I was like, there's nothing on the screen. And they're like, yeah, just make it. And I'm like, is it for you? And they're like, just make it. And I'm like, okay. So like I made the Whopper and I wrapped it up and I handed it to her, and she's like, okay, thanks. And she unwraps it. And I'm like, she's going to eat back here. This is weird. And she like takes it and puts it on a scale. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, oh, this was just a test on your like ability. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, yeah, your Whopper is a little too heavy. And I'm like, okay. I was like 0.2 ounces over the whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, so less lettuce, make the mayo thinner. And I mean, these tomatoes are kind of thick, so that might have something to do with it. But otherwise, that would be my only critiques on this. Everything else looks good, and you did it all in the right order, and this, that, and the third. And I was just like, standing there, I was like, okay, thanks. Am I like fired? She's like, no. She's like, just for next time, like these. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like it was wild. But yeah, corporations be corporating.
That they do. So how did you make it? We're nowhere near the topic that we're going to talk about, but how did you get into teaching initially?
So that was something that like it's as college, I started as a biotech major. I really wanted to go into science. Okay. And My first year, I was working like 35 hours a week at a full-time job. I was commuting to school and I was trying to be like a freshman in college, and it just like, it didn't work out. I ended up with my first semester, I did pretty decent, but my second semester, I got an F in biology and a D in chemistry, which means, so it was Chem 2, which means I think I would have to take chemistry over again, and I would absolutely have to take biology over again, which was setting me back. And I was just like, well, this kind of fucking sucks. So I looked at my report card and I had an A in English both semesters. And I was like, those classes are really fun. I think that's what I want to major in. So I ended up switching schools and majors. It was still a state school. I just went to a different state school, one that was not really closer to home, but it was smaller. And after that, I got my bachelor's in English. After that, I'm like, well, I should get my master's in English because you need it. And then I got my master's in English, and a bunch of people were like, so you're going to teach. And I was like, I don't know. And I tried it. So I started teaching at the collegiate level. I taught at ITT Tech, which is now failed. But I treated it like a real serious deal in a real serious school. And I have some really cool success stories from there, from like former students. But, and I was an adjunct for like 4 years, and like once I was up in front of a class, I was like, oh, I'm going to try it, see if I like it. We'll see what happens. It just clicked. I was like, this is cool. I like doing this. I like going over this material. I like talking about this stuff. I like answering questions. I like having discussions with students. Like, and then I knew that like the older students was what I preferred. So I just decided to go back and get my certificate in high school English, while I was teaching college. And that's where I ended up. And I was at that crossroads where it was either be a high school teacher, or get my doctorate and try to go for like full on tenured professor. But the tenured professor thing would be difficult because if like the University of Utah in Salt Lake needs an English instructor, like I'm going to have to apply and I'm going to have to go out there and interview. And if they like say, hey, we want you, then like, I'm going to have to uproot and move to Utah because but it's like, and that could go for anywhere. Like it could be, you know, it could have been Cali. It could have been like Montana. It could have been like, cause there's like a website that shows you like, hey, all of the universities that are looking for English professors that are tenured positions. Here it is. And then the thing that kind of sealed the deal for me was CCP, the Community College of Philly. They were looking for an English instructor tenured. And this is a community college, mind you. They had over 850 applicants to this position. And like half of them had their doctorate degree. And I was like, well, there's no chance. Like, there's like, I'm like, this is getting, the field is getting way too crowded. It's just going to be way too competitive. There's probably going to be like a publishing clause. So I'd have to like write something, which I could probably do. But at the same time, I had just like gotten a master's degree and I was kind of overwriting. So it was just like, I'm done. Like, this is what I want to do. And it worked out. I think I found my career and I'm pretty happy where I'm at and doing what I'm doing.
That's awesome. I had bad experiences with teachers in high school and stuff like that, although I saw two of them naked, so I guess, you know, it balances out.
Right. in a Catholic school, that's weird, but yeah. Whatever. Maybe it's not. Nope, it's not.
It's a Catholic.
No, it's not.
It's weird that they were the female teachers.
Oh, well, yes, that's weird.
one was by accident. but I there was a lot of teachers, I think, throughout, definitely in grade school, then throughout high school, who you could tell like didn't really want to be there. Like that's not what they set out to do. Mm-hmm. And then there was like you could tell the difference between the people who really were into education. And then in college, it was really glaring because I went to a for-profit school. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people who worked there. So this was the double-edged sword of going to a for-profit school. A lot of the people who worked there worked in the industries that they were teaching for, mm-hmm. which is in a way good because you're making real connections with people who work in that industry.
Yeah. When I worked at ITT Tech, the one criminal justice instructor was like an ex-cop retired. Okay. And the one computer networking guy he worked for fucking Boeing. And I was like, what? Or no. Was it Boeing or was it Boston Dynamics? I don't know. It was some big, like multi-billion dollar tech company. He's like, yeah, I worked there for 25 years. I'm collecting my pension from them. This is just a fun thing to do on the side. And I was like, okay. Like the dude was legit. He was cool.
Yeah. And there was great teachers, but the other side of that is because most of them did work in their fields, a lot of that type of work, audio and video type stuff, like it's job to job. So for most of them, this was something to fill in spaces between other jobs. This was not their passion. This is not what they wanted to do. They just happened to be qualified and the school needed a fill-in teacher for a semester or whatever it was. We went by quarters. So their quarter, they needed somebody, and that person needed a job for that quarter. Mm-hmm. So it was a real double-edged sword because I actually made for real contacts who helped me in my career. But also there was a lot of people you could tell gave less of a shit than any teacher I've ever met about it. So, and that's why, like, I actually have a teaching certification, but not because I want to be a teacher, and I would never insult real teachers by trying to go down that path. It was just that when I started in school, the way that the accreditations worked, instead of a traditional associate's, bachelor's, master's, it was an associate's, and then you had to combine something else with it to get a special technologies degree, which was the equivalent of a bachelor's. Mm-hmm. So I had to, for what I was going for, I had to combine my associate's degree and my teaching certification, and I could get the bachelor's that way. Mm-hmm. When I was nearly done, they switched it to a traditional associate's, bachelor's, master's program. So I was going to switch over to that, but I would lose most of my credits if I had done that. So
that sucks.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm already well over $100,000 in debt. I'm good. I'm going to just ride this out.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, if I could have, I would have absolutely just started as an education major and like been teaching right out of high school. Or I ended up taking, it was years ago, I took a group of students to a college trip, and the college themselves had a biotech program. And they're like, yeah, it's a 5-year program, but it's really intensive and there's a lot of good networking opportunities. And our biotech majors, when they leave here, they start out at 120 a year. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what the fuck? Like, I'm like that, I was majoring in that. And then like, I couldn't imagine myself being 25 years old making $120,000 a year. Like, I don't know what I'd do with myself. It'd be bad. It'd be great, but it'd be bad.
I'd be dead for sure.
I would just have like, I'd have so many toys, like actual action figures, like, yeah. Funkos would have ruined me.